This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Saturday the head of the private Russian military company Wagner Group will move to neighboring Belarus as part of a deal designed to defuse the rebellious tensions, and the criminal case against Prigozhin will also be closed. After the deal was reached, Prigozhin said he was ordering his troops to halt their march on Moscow and retreat to field camps in Ukraine, where they've been fighting alongside Russian troops. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Prigozhin's troops who joined him in the uprising will not face prosecution. In telephone comments to reporters, Peskov said agreement was reached with the Wagner fighters that will return to their camps. Part of them who would like to will sign contracts with the Russian Defense Ministry. It concerns the part of the Wagner Group who did not take part in the march towards Moscow. The deal appeared to defuse a dramatically escalating crisis that represented the most significant challenge to Russian President Vladimir Putin in his more than two decades in power. Peskov said the deal was mediated by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, a staunch Putin ally and old friend of Poroshenko's. British Defense Ministry said late Saturday that British fighter jets have been scrambled in response to Russian aircraft 21 times in the last 3 weeks under NATO's air policing operations in Europe's Baltic region policies. The Royal Air Force Typhoon fighters currently operating out of Estonia are part of a so-called quick reaction alert aircraft used by the Western Alliance to secure its eastern flank. The response comes amid heightened tensions with Moscow over its ongoing war in Ukraine, which has temporarily been overshadowed by the mutiny by Russia's Wagner Group. This is VOA News. Abortion rights supporters marched through the streets of Washington, D.C. Saturday on the first anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that had legalized the procedure nationwide. In Washington, abortion rights campaigners marched to the Supreme Court chanting and singing along the way. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina Saturday in favor of a national legislation to protect abortion rights. Harris told the crowd she understands that that Republicans in Congress would like to see the abortion rights further restricted.
Extremist Republicans in Congress have proposed to ban abortion nationwide. Nationwide. But I have news for them. We're not having that. We're not standing for that. We won't let that happen. And by the way, the majority of Americans are with us.
The June 24, 2022 Supreme Court ruling allowed U.S. states to ban abortion for the first time in nearly 50 years. Conservative states have passed a flood of legislation to restrict the procedure. In the western United States, a bridge over the Yellowstone River in Montana collapsed overnight, sending portions of a freight train into the waters below. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Numerous tank cars were partially submerged in the river, and railroad crews were at the scene near the town of Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. An Associated Press reporter witnessed a yellow liquid pouring out of tank cars. The Yellowstone River was swollen with recent heavy rains, although it's unclear whether that contributed to the bridge collapse. The river saw record flooding last year that caused extensive damage to Yellowstone National Park and adjacent towns in Montana. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. forecasters say Tropical Storm Cindy formed in the southern Atlantic in the last 24 hours as Tropical Storm Brett was already churning in the Caribbean. They say it's the first time there are two storms in the tropical Atlantic in June since the records began being kept. This signals an early and aggressive start to the Atlantic hurricane season that began June 1st. But National Hurricane Center senior hurricane specialist John Cangelosi told the Associated Press that a developing El Nino may help tamp down storms.
We're dealing with the sort of push and pull, if you will. We have the push to make it a busier season, and one of the aspects that supported the development of these two is the warmer than normal ocean temperatures that we mentioned. But El Nino typically causes more wind shear, so that could kind of dampen it.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This